Hi, it's Elise Hugh. You're listening to TED Talks Daily. Artificial intelligence is already a big force in our business world and our daily lives. But as data science executive Mainak Mazumdar lays out, the data that AI depends on has fallen short. And that means we're building possibly harmful biases that hurt marginalized groups into our algorithms. His talk from TED Salon 2020 raises some serious red flags, but it offers a way to reset before biases grow even more damaging.
AI could add $16 trillion to the global economy in next 10 years. This economy is not going to be built by billions of people or millions of factories, but by computers and algorithms. We have already seen amazing benefits of AI in simplifying tasks, bringing efficiencies, and improving our lives. However, when it comes to fair and equitable policy decision-making, AI has not lived up to its promise. AI is becoming a gatekeeper to the economy, deciding who gets a job and who gets an access to a loan. AI is only reinforcing and accelerating our bias at speed and scale with societal implications. So, is AI failing us? Are we designing these algorithms to deliver biased and wrong decisions? As a data scientist, I'm here to tell you it's not the algorithm, but the biased data that's responsible for these decisions. To make AI possible for humanity and society, we need an urgent reset. Instead of algorithms, we need to focus on the data. We're spending time and money to scale AI at the expense of designing and collecting high quality and contextual data. We need to stop the data or the biased data that we already have and focus on three things: data infrastructure, data quality, and data literacy. In June of this year, we saw embarrassing bias in the Duke University AI model called Pulse, which enhanced a blurry image into a recognizable photograph of a person. This algorithm incorrectly enhanced a non-white image into a Caucasian image. African-American images were underrepresented in the training set, leading to wrong decisions and predictions. Probably this is not the first time you have seen an AI misidentify a Black person's image. Despite an improved AI methodology, the underrepresentation of racial and ethnic populations still left us with a biased results. This research is academic. However, not all data biases are academic. Biases have real consequences. Take the 2020 U.S. Census. The census is the foundation for many social and economic policy decisions. Therefore, the census is required to count 100% of the population in the United States. However, with the pandemic and the politics of the citizenship question, undercounting of minorities is a real possibility. I expect significant undercounting of minority groups who are hard to locate, contact, persuade, and interview for the census. Undercounting will introduce bias and erode the quality of our data infrastructure. Let's look at undercounts in 2010 census. 16 million people were omitted in the final counts. This is as large as the total population of Arizona, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Iowa put together for that year. We have also seen about a million kids under age of 5 undercounted in 2010 census. Now, undercounting of minorities is common in other national census. As minorities can be harder to reach, their mistrust towards the government, or they live in area under political unrest. For example, the Australian census in 2016 undercounted Aboriginals and Torres Strait population by about 17.5%. We estimate undercounting in 2020 to be much higher than 2010, and the implications of this bias can be massive. Census is the most trusted open and publicly available rich data on population composition and characteristics. While businesses have proprietary information on consumers, the Census Bureau reports definitive public counts on age, gender, ethnicity, race, employment, family status, as well as geographic distribution, which are foundation of the population data infrastructure. When minorities are undercounted, AI models supporting public transportation, housing, healthcare, insurance are likely to overlook the communities that require these services the most. First step to improving results is to make that database representative of age, gender, ethnicity, and race per census data. Since census is so important, we have to make every effort to count 100%. Investing in this data quality and accuracy is essential to making AI possible, not for only few and privileged, but for everyone in the society. Most AI systems use the data that's already available or collected for some other purposes because it's convenient and cheap. Yet data quality is a discipline that requires commitment, real commitment. This attention to the definition, data collection, and measurement of the bias is not only underappreciated, in the world of speed, scale, and convenience, is often ignored. As part of Nielsen data science team, I went to field visit to collect data, visiting retail stores outside Shanghai and Bangalore. The goal of that visit was to measure retail sales from those stores. We drove miles outside the city, found these small stores, informal, hard to reach. And you may be wondering, why are we interested in these specific stores? We could have selected a store in the city where the electronic data could be easily integrated into a data pipeline, cheap, convenient, and easy. Why are we so obsessed with the quality and accuracy of the data from these stores? The answer is simple, because the data from these rural stores matter. According to International Labor Organization, 40% Chinese and 65% of Indians live in rural areas. Imagine the bias in decision when 65% of consumption in India is excluded in models, meaning the decision will favor the urban over the rural. Without this rural-urban context and signals on livelihood, lifestyle, economy, and values, retail brands will make wrong investments on pricing, advertising, and marketing. Or the urban bias will lead to wrong rural policy decisions with regards to health and other investments. Wrong decisions are not the problem with the AI algorithm. It's a problem of the data that excludes area intent to measure in the first place. The data and the context is a priority, not the algorithms. Let's look at another example. I visited this remote trailer park home in Oregon State and New York City apartments to invite these homes to participate in Nielsen panels. Panels are statistically representative sample of homes that we invite to participate in the measurement over a period of time. Our mission to include everybody in the measurement led us to collect data from these Hispanic and African homes who use over-the-air TV reception through an antenna. Per Nielsen data, these homes constitute 15% of U.S. households, which is about 45 million people. Commitment and focus on quality means we made every effort to collect information from these 15% hard-to-reach groups. Why does it matter? This is a sizable group that's very, very important to the marketers, brands, as well as the media companies. Without the data, the marketers and brand and their models would not be able to reach these folks as well as show ads to these very, very important minority populations. And without the ad revenue, the broadcasters such as Telemundo or Univision would not be able to deliver free content, including news media, which is so foundational to our democracy. This data is essential for businesses and society. Our once-in-lifetime opportunity to reduce human bias in AI starts with the data. Instead of racing to build new algorithms, my mission is to build a better data infrastructure that makes ethical AI possible. I hope you will join me in my mission as well. Thank you.
One more thing. Do you have an idea worth spreading? TED is hosting a global idea search with a mission to hear big, bold ideas from every corner of the world. A select group of people from the application pool will be invited to give TED Talks, either virtually or in person. Apply to give your own TED Talk at go.ted.com/idea search. Applications are due by January 21st, 2021.